The Dr. Ray Podcast is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio. Here's today's monologue with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
I had a book about 3 books ago called Jesus, the Master Psychologist. Listen to him. And I took 18 of our Lord's prescriptions for better living, and I talk about them from a psychological perspective and why they make so much sense according to either modern psychological research or how they conflict with modern psychological notions, mostly theories. The research comes about to confirm traditional Christian teaching about so many things. Last chapter of the book, I think I talked where our Lord said the parable of the guy who had a great harvest, and he said, oh man, I'm going to fill up my grain barns, and then I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. I can relax. I've got so much now. I'm secure. And the Lord said, you fool. This very night, your life is going to be asked of you. I talked about that from the perspective of the question that, as a psychologist, confuses me more than any other, which is, why don't more people who are elderly, who are knowing intellectually, they may not admit it emotionally, but intellectually they know they're very near the end of their life. They're not 23, and they can live with the idea that stretched out in front of them is a whole lifetime, and it's so far to their death, if of course, things go a certain way. They have no guarantees, obviously, but in the overall scheme of things, their mindset is, I should be here a while. So I can kind of understand pursuit of their own interests to the neglect of God. It's not good, but I can understand it. What I can't understand is when you're 84 years old, or even 70 years old, and you know your time is limited on this earth, and yet you still don't start thinking about the eternal question. You don't explore it. You don't look into it. You don't say, this is a decision that is going to have everlasting repercussions. I better check into it. And I'm stunned at how many people don't. Now, some explanations for that are, one, I've lived a certain way for a long time. I'm not inclined to look at it. I've got friends and relatives that are well into their 70s and 80s, and they're not showing any sign of reconsidering their neglect of God all these years. Not at all. No sign. Why not? Well, maybe they've just developed a God-neglecting habit. Been part of who they are for so long that to alter their trajectory and their thinking would just be so foreign to them. That's one explanation. Another explanation is, and this was brought to the fore by Rush Limbaugh. He talked about some researchers who said that there seems to be some kind of protective mechanism wired in our brains to keep us from thinking about our own mortality. And you have to put a persistent conscious effort to be aware of your own mortality. It's not something anybody naturally likes to think about. You got to turn your mind toward it, willfully turn your mind toward it. There was a survey done. I thought it was fascinating. I forget the ages of all the people surveyed, but they were 80s and 90s. And they asked them, how much longer do you think you're going to live? No matter how old they were, and assuming there were no illnesses threatening their life at that moment, every one of them said at least another year. So if that mindset, at least another year, is controlling your thinking, well, then you still got time. This isn't anything that is urgent. confuses me. I've known people in older generations that I loved and respected, and if they neglected God, if they neglected Christ, if they were Catholic, but they were Catholic with about $3 worth of Catholicism. And as they got older and older and even very ill, that's the other thing too, knowing definitively that this illness is going to take you out of this world, at that, still not willfully engaging in, I better take a look at where I'm at in my relationship with God. Why not? I had a friend once when I used to work at the mental health center in Lisbon. We had back-to-back 12-hour days for counseling. I don't think that burned you out. And I would stay overnight with her and her family. She lived just down the street from the mental health center. So 9 o'clock when I got off work, I'd head there and stay overnight with her and her family. She had 5 kids, I think. Had my own bedroom. And this went on for a number of years. Got to know her very well. I called her mom. As I got older, moved out, no longer worked at the mental health center, and my career went in different directions, I still had some contact with her, and I remember talking to her, and she was very, very ill. She had an illness that was going to very shortly end her life. And I asked her, because I knew she didn't pay much attention to God at all. If she wasn't an outright atheist, she was an agnostic. Her attitude was, well, could be, could not be, I don't know. I have no way of knowing. That was the way she lived her life. And I asked her, are you thinking about this now? And she said, no. Why? Because I haven't all my life. And now I don't want to turn around and say, oh, okay, God, I'm coming to you now because I'm close to death. Her view was she'd be a hypocrite if she decided to think about God now. Well, that's another reason she didn't understand God, because he would have wanted that. He would have wanted her at this point to repent. Any time to repent. The thief on the cross, nailed to the cross. Talk about impetus to repent. That's real close, torturously close. He repented, and Jesus confirmed it. But she wouldn't. Her view was, I'm not going to cover my spiritual butt now. I have no idea how God judged her. I don't know what it was in her upbringing. I don't know what it was in her own particular experiences. I don't know what it was at all that made her so adamant and just drifting along and not really considering the question of God or Christ. Just didn't occur to her, and when she got close to death, she wasn't going to change now. There was a certain stubbornness to it, and yet there was a certain misunderstanding of what God was really like, if he existed in her mind. The thing that perplexes me most as a psychologist, as you get older, why do you not turn your attention to the ultimate question? Why do you not explore it? Why do you not think about it? Why do you not say to God, I don't know about any of this, but if you're there, please move me toward you.
More of Dr. Ray's monologues can be found on his website, drray.com. Monologues, as well as full-length programs of The Doctor Is In, can be heard at AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com/radio.